have a blog, or you post content on a website, a fair number of them. You know, you craft that piece, you craft that article, and you work on it, and you sweat over it, and you bleed a little, and you put a little bit of your soul on the page, because that's how it feels. And nobody's interested. And that's painful. In the world of the internet, unless you're in very specific verticals, for virality, quality doesn't count. Reddit versus the Gates Foundation. How many of you have heard in the last 48 hours about the controversy of the plagiarism for the cooking site? Well, there's two of you. Okay. How many of you have heard of the LOL cast? There we go. I can't have cheeseburger. How many people in this room know how much the Gates Foundation is going to spend this year on general vaccine research? $1 billion. $10 billion over 10 years. That's huge. That's important. You know, that's stuff you should want to know. But you know what I know instead? You know, I know what XKCD was. You know, I got my daily Dilbert. So quality is not the measure of success. On the internet, we mostly want to be entertained. You know, we have two buckets there. We want to be entertained, or I have a very specific thing that I need to know about right now, and I don't want to be screwed with. I want you to give me the link as quickly as possible. Those tend to be the two worlds. Our biggest wins. Last year, Paula was doing a charity event where we were giving away hams to food banks. Huge. Trailer truckloads of hams. They're unloading the truck. It's the Bucket Brigade. Right? Paula says something to somebody on her left, somebody on her right throws a ham. Paula turns around and gets it right in the face. Ooh, that went viral. It was huge. It was everywhere. It was on the gossip sites. It was on Reddit. It was on Facebook. It was everywhere. I loved it. It was brilliant. Best thing ever. I mean, we got tons of press. I think we added, you know, 20,000 followers, you know, between Facebook and Twitter in like that 48-hour period after that went out to the press. And I'm going to kind of take a sidetrack here. Your response to these kinds of events is also immensely important. For some reason, and my very good friend and coworker Lisa said yesterday, I love to hear about people having this kind of thing happen to them about the big plagiarism scandal, as long as it's not me. As long as it's somebody else. Well, you know, at some point, it's probably going to be you. And it may not be you in the big wide world of the internet, but it's going to be you in your sphere of the internet. And your response to it is immensely important for your success in social media. If you screw up, own it. Grab it, hug it, love it, feed it, keep it next to the bed. You know, Paula tweeted after that and said, yep, you know, I probably should have ducked. It was a hamtastrophe. You know, we owned it. It was ours. You betcha. Did I get slammed in the face? Absolutely. And people love that. If the response had been, it was a terrible thing, I don't think I'll ever go back there, that man should be arrested. And by the way, there actually calls for death threats against the name of the day. God, I fucked that. Oh, it's awful. But own, when something goes viral and it's less than positive about you, embrace it. Embrace it, deal with it. Okay? Especially if it's a customer service issue. I kind of want to get the temperature of the room here. How many of you